We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs. We want to thank you for listening to the Refresh Radio broadcast. I want to start off by saying an even bigger thank you to those of you who listen and partnered with us thus far to help out the Alternative Pregnancy Center by an ultrasound machine. And we've already delivered one check, but we have another check to deliver. And between our congregation and the listeners here, I don't know how much the total is going to end up being, but it's into the thousands of dollars already. We had a very generous donation that came in from a listener, and then some have given directly to it, and then we have more to send over from our church as well. And so we want to say thank you, because that is making a difference. There are going to be babies who have a life because of what is taking place there at the Alternative Pregnancy Center, and this ultrasound is going to be a real blessing to them. And so we want to thank you for that, and we are just really excited for what God is doing. I want to ask you today if you would join me. Right now we are in Luke chapter 8, and I want to ask if you would join me in praying for a pastor here in Brevard County. He's been here ministering for quite some time, but his name is Pastor Larry Booth. He was at the National Day of Prayer, and the Thursday before last, when we had the National Day of Prayer, I asked him if I could bring his situation to the listeners, and he assured me that it was fine. He has been battling cancer now for over a year, and sometimes they get good reports and sometimes they get some reports that challenge their faith. But I want to ask you if you would be joining us and praying that God's name would be glorified and that healing would come, and that God would triumph over the cancer in his body. The pastor that I grew up under had received a diagnosis of terminal cancer back in the 1960s. He was living in Georgia. They told him that they wanted him to move back to Oklahoma where his family was. That way they wouldn't have to pay to ship his body. That was the type of faith that they were instilling in him. And so he did move back to Oklahoma. He was in a hospital room, and the presence of Jesus flooded that room and healed his body of cancer. And I believe he turns 90 years old later this year. And that's pretty good for someone who was told that they only had months to live. So if you're listening, Pastor Larry, we're praying for you, praying for God to touch and heal your body. And we encourage the radio listeners to join in praying for him as well. So right now we're in Luke chapter 8, and we are talking about a couple of miracles that take place. We started talking about Jairus, how Jesus had just returned from delivering the demon-possessed man. He had been healed. There was a great crowd that was waiting for him, and out of that crowd, there is one person who is named, and that is Jairus, who comes and falls at his feet and begs him to come to his house. So let me begin reading in verse number 40, and then we will pick up down around verse 43 today. So it was when Jesus returned that the multitude welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house, for he had an only daughter about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went, the multitudes thronged him. Now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, "Master, the multitudes throng and press you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus said, "Somebody touched me, for I perceived power going out from me." Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." So we're gonna stop there for just a moment. We told you that Jairus had come and Jesus was on the journey. We talked about on Friday that there's no record in any of Matthew, Mark, or Luke of any dialogue or discussion that was taking place. Jesus is just journeying with Jairus on his way to his house for a miracle to take place. And the multitudes are thronging him. There is just so many people around him. And I want to tell you today that we live in a day and time where there are tremendous needs. And those needs are opportunities. But we need to be coming before the throne of grace. Those people in that day, even though they didn't know the work that Jesus was getting ready to do on the cross, they saw what he was doing, making a difference in their everyday life. And the multitudes were just pressing around him. Now, we started talking about Jairus, and I just want to share this with you. First of all, I believe it's very encouraging to Jairus that he is that Jesus is journeying with him to his house because he's in need of a miracle. Now, we would have the mindset, or I would have the mindset, okay, let's hurry up and get there. The sooner we get there, the better. But there were also massive amounts of people, and you know, there wasn't security detail or anything like that. The closest thing to that would be the disciples. I want you to know that Jesus is not bothered by the crowds. Some people they like to be left all alone. They don't like to bother anybody. But I want you to know that Jesus is looking for people who are hungry to be around his presence. And so as this multitude is thronging him, as they're crowding him and very claustrophobic, my wife and daughter and I, we spent a night in a hotel down in the, I think it's Fort Lauderdale area here not too long ago. And we got up of a morning and they had a free hot breakfast at this hotel. And so we were down there, and the way that it was configured, it was extremely confining. I mean, really, really snug. And after being around there for a while, I was like, you know what? I need some space. That is something that you will never hear Jesus say is, look, I just need some space here because y'all are pressing too close. Jesus never gets claustrophobic when there are people around him, especially people in need who are looking to him as the author of their faith and the perfecter of their faith. When they're looking to Jesus for their needs, he is perfectly okay with houses being compacted to where nobody can get in or out. He's okay with crowds thronging him. And all of a sudden, in the midst of all of that, as if the crowds were not delaying Jesus' journey enough, all of a sudden, Jairus' miracle is interrupted. And I don't know if you've ever felt like God's timing was off, or that there were people who came in and they interrupted. I want you to know that God's timetable is absolutely perfect. The thing that I would like for us to see in this passage today is get beyond Jairus's situation and say, you know what? God is able to heal not only when he gets to my destination, when he's not only able to heal when the situation is as bad in my mind as I think it is, but he's even able to heal and do miracles when the situation is worse than what I conceived it to be. So even if the situation around you appears to be deteriorating, I want to build your faith up, because the God that you are seeking, the healer that you are crying after, he is the omnipotent God. Healing is not what he does. Healer is who he is. Healer is who he is. And so I call this miracle interrupted, because it says in verse number 43, now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years could not be healed by any. She had spent all her livelihood on physicians, came from behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped. The first thing I will say about this is this woman's condition had existed for approximately the same length of time that Jairus' daughter had been alive. And so while Jairus had been enjoying the presence of his only daughter, this woman had been dealing with adversity for that same length of time. 12 years. 12 years is a long time. Jairus' daughter was a relatively recent event as far as her sickness, it appears. This woman had a chronic condition. And so I want to encourage those who are listening right now for you to believe that I'm going to believe with you that God heals not only new conditions, but chronic conditions as well. It doesn't matter how long it has gone on. Jesus is still greater than that thing. Jesus is still greater. And so it said that this woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, what this means is that she would have been in a situation, according to Mosaic law, where she would have been unclean. It was not proper. It was not even permitted for her to be in a crowd. She, according to the law, she would have had to have kept herself separate. She would have had to have announced to everybody, I'm unclean. I've got this issue with my blood. And one of the titles that I have come up with for God through the years is that he's Lord of the blood. It says that the life is in the blood, and Jesus is life. And so I just encourage you today that even though others may be looking at you and saying, wait a minute, you shouldn't even be here. You shouldn't be pressing into Jesus. This is not someplace where you should be. I want to extend this bit of information, this truth out to those who might be saying that. And that is this: when everybody else has failed, that is exactly the time when Jesus wants us to come to him. See, Jesus is the one who came not for those who were well. He came for those who were sick. He didn't come for those who were clean. He came for those who were unclean. He didn't come for those who already had hope. He came for the hopeless, that he might make them a prisoner of hope. And so this woman came, and the desire that had driven Jairus, that if I can just get to Jesus, I will receive my miracle, that was the same desire that was birthed in the heart of this woman, that if I can just get to Jesus, I can be healed of my infirmity and my adversity. And so here it said that she had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any. That's an extremely disappointing and discouraging place to be. I want you to know that my family has been there. And I will tell you my response. I won't give the exact details or anything like that, but one of the members of my family went for just a regular procedure, something that takes place just about every day, probably every Monday through Friday it takes place. And the treatment that they did for this family member left them with damage. And, the local people tried to take care of this, dealt with it over and over and over and over again. And finally they referred them up to Shands Hospital in Gainesville, and we went up there and had a discussion with the doctor, and I love the doctor. What the doctor said, the doctor diagnosed the condition as atypical. And I don't know exactly what his definition of atypical is, but my definition of atypical is that it's not normal. It's not typical. There is something exceptional going on in this condition. And so the normal treatment is not going to work. And, at that point in time, the doctor just brought down this crushing blow and said, there's nothing that we can do. There is no known treatment for this cause. And I remember what it is like when a physician tells you that there's nothing more that they can do. But you see, I'm a person of faith. I am a radical believer in faith. I'm not just telling you this out of theory. I'm telling you this as a man who's walking through this currently. I'll share more about that in just a little bit. But so as we were walking to the car, I just turned to my loved one and I said, now I understand how crushing it is to hear that the doctor says there's nothing that they can do, that there's no known treatment. But all that means is that when God heals you of this condition, that no doctor is going to get the glory for it, that God is going to receive all of the glory. And so I want to build faith in you today that if you have been told that your condition is hopeless or that it's terminal, if you've been told that you just have to bear up under it, I want you to allow faith to rise up in your heart and know that God is greater, has greater technology. Listen, if there are constant medical breakthroughs being made in the medical field today, imagine what an omnipotent, omniscient God who knows and understands all sorts of things, who is able to see things that an MRI can't, a CAT scan can't see it, a PET scan can't see it, an X-ray can't see it, no lab report will ever show it. Imagine that the God who knows the intricacies of the human body better than anyone else in all of time or in all of the universe, imagine what he is capable of, not just because of his knowledge, but because of his capabilities. He is able to reach where no medical instrument can reach. He's not just interested in treating the symptoms. He's interested in dealing with the source. And so I just encourage you today that if you're battling a chronic condition, don't let the duration of that hinder you from continuing to press in to Jesus. Now, I'm saying that as one who's living that out, not just saying it here on the radio. Let's see, it would have been 2 weeks ago tomorrow. I was driving home, and I could tell you exactly where it was, and I do these periodic eye tests where I close my good eye, look at it with my bad eye, and see if things have improved. And I did that and can see things at a distance. And I have vision at just very blurry, cloudy, distorted. And so I did that, just a quick little eye test, and closed my good eye. And then all of a sudden, for the first time in 3.5 months, the thought comes to me, you know, God, I just don't know if this eye is ever going to get any better. And just as soon as I did, as soon as that thought came into my mind, I want you to know that I took that thought captive and I brought it under the promise of God that I was given the very first night after my diagnosis. And that promise was that I would be able to see clearly, that I would see God clearly, that I would see the work of God clearly. And so it probably wasn't a very long, I mean, just a matter of a second or two, but it rattled me for that thought of doubt to come in. I said, no, I'm going to continue to press into Jesus. I'm going to continue to believe. And so this woman, She's battled through all of the discouragement. All of her finances are gone. As an unclean person, she would not be able to be around her family. If she had children, she would not be able to be around them. She would not have been able to have the type of relationship with her husband that she had been accustomed to if she was married. She would just be ostracized. And so this woman says, look, I've got nothing to lose. I've got nothing to lose. I've got everything to gain. And today, if you're listening and you are maybe battling, it may not be a physical illness. You know, it may be an addiction. And you've tried everything. And you've come to that place, I've got nothing to lose by trying Jesus. I want you to know that Jesus is on the road. Jesus never took a path by accident. He always set his face in the direction that he was to go in John chapter 4, where it says he had to go through Samaria. It was a need for him to go through. It wasn't because of the time. It was because he needed to touch a city with his presence. And so I want to encourage you today. You've got nothing to lose. And it says this woman. Now, I don't know if you've ever suffered from anemia or known anybody who did, where the constant loss of blood, that it literally drains you of your energy. But faith made up in this woman what the blood was lacking, where she was more than likely iron deficient. Faith made up for that, because it didn't say that she waited for Jesus, and whenever he came by, she positioned herself in front of him the same way that Jairus had. Instead, it says she came from behind. That means that her pace had to be quicker than the crowd's pace. Her pace had to be quicker than Jesus' pace. And today, I just want to encourage you to allow God to strengthen your faith today, that would cause you to be able to do more than what you are physically capable, that you would not be ministering, that you would not be serving in your natural abilities, but instead you would be serving and loving by the supernatural abilities, by the grace of God, that he would enable you to come up and lay hold. Listen, it says that this act, Jesus was faced one direction to go and raise up Jairus' daughter, but there was a woman who came up from behind and she touched just the border of his garment. Okay, now I just feel faith in the studio right now as I'm getting ready to say this. In fact, I don't know if I've ever shared just this thought. This is I'm having a great time. She came up and she just barely got the hem of his garment. But she was of the mindset that if I can just get a little bit of Jesus, that when I can touch just a little bit, if I can just touch the hem of the garment that is touching him, if I can touch the hem of that which he owns, that there's going to be power that comes from him, that there's going to be a healing that is going to touch my body, because a little bit of Jesus goes a long way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You might not understand all of the Word of God. I don't understand all of the Word of God. I'm still striving. I'm still learning. You might not understand much at all, but you got to understand this. If you can just touch that which belongs to him, even if you can just rub up against it, it didn't say that she was even able to grab it. She was just able to touch it. And when she touched the hem of his garment, there was an immediate cessation of the flow of blood. The problem that had endured for 12 years came to an end. Not because he just dealt with the symptoms, but he dealt with the problem at its very root. Faith says, God, I don't just want you to take away the pain. I've got some parts of my body that hurt from time to time. And I don't want God to just take away the pain. I'm looking for God to heal the very source of the pain. And this woman said, if I can touch him, I'm going to be healed. And immediately when she touched him, the flow of blood ceased. Now, I wish I could tell you that every miracle is going to come in an immediate manner. But I've seen a lot of miracles that have come gradually, step by step by step. By the way, I want to invite you to come out to our Sunday morning service this coming Sunday. It's Memorial Day weekend. I know that we've got a number of people that are going to be out of town celebrating. But I want to encourage you to be there. This coming Sunday is Pentecost Sunday. God has laid a message upon my heart. I just really encourage you to come and be a part of our service. We're praying for God to do great and mighty things. So come and be a part of that. I wish I could tell you that every miracle was sudden and instantaneous, but it's not. Sometimes the miracles take place as we go. If you remember, the lepers came and Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest. And on the journey back to show themselves to the priest, that's when they realized that they had been healed. One man came back and thanked God, thanked Jesus. And he said, where are the other nine? And he said, we're not all nine healed. And he said, your faith has made you whole. And I believe that there's a difference between healing that comes and it causes the problem to stop its devastating effects, and for Jesus to make us whole. By the way, let me just say this. No person is ever going to be able to make you whole. Listen, guys, no woman is ever going to make you whole. Ladies, no guy is ever going to make you whole. There is only one person who ever brings you to a state of completion, and that is Jesus. Now, he may add other people into your life. He does that. He's that kind of God in goodness. But you don't make, wow, don't make Abraham and Sarai's mistake and try and add somebody into the mix that God doesn't have in the recipe. That just makes things, man, I thank you, Lord. I'm having a great time here on the radio program this morning. I want to pray a prayer of encouragement for you right now, and specifically for those who battled chronic conditions, that you will not be discouraged. I don't care what your financial situation is. I don't want you to be concerned about the distractions. Just press in to Jesus today and say, I need to touch. I need to touch Jesus because he can heal my condition. Father, right now, I pray for chronic conditions. Lord, the thing is, you've been God longer than that condition has existed, and you will be God long after that condition is gone. We put every affliction, every sickness and disease under the blood of Jesus, and I pray that discouragement would give way to faith today in Jesus' name. God bless you. We will see you tomorrow right here on Refresh. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you without adequate words, but you me speechless, and I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be an